So in this next segment, let's ponder the psychology of it, the horror of segmentation, separation, a division that happened first to Plato's tribesmen and then under Plato's misanthropic guidance and that of his descendants, forced on us and institutionalized, creating a vicious circle of contempt. This matters because a large measure, I suspect, at least beyond the deep conditioning that we get in power worship and allegiance to the state, training we all get in every state, that a large measure of our inability to believe with what calculation the state and its hidden agents acts, and that much of what we're trained to perceive as mere happenstance is instead the result of its extreme craft, that it plots and plans and considers contingencies. And let's not forget that the lever of the wage can compel whole armies of bought brains to go to work on it, to sit down and cook up scheme after scheme. Let's start another holy war like the Crusades, I can imagine them thinking. They so need division seeds planted among us continuously. Almost all their devices are variations on that theme. It happened before, why not make it seem like some are trying to do it again? So would it be a surprise then that this group of very misanthropic and messianic and megalomaniacal folk who call themselves ISIS would be so well funded and equipped with a lot of high tech? We shouldn't be surprised at that. That which seeds and feeds division will be funded in this system. You can always get paid to do division work. So I suspect that a large measure of our inability to believe that democracy, official state ideology and behavior, is theater, in addition to the pundit's faithful service of misdirection, that's a big part of it, and therefore that the truth lies hidden in the global state's secret actions, that a large measure of our inability to see this is simply that we don't understand this psychology. How could anyone be that misanthropic is what perhaps most of us, I don't know, wonder. But unless we discuss this obvious reality of manipulation, which has been proven even to the craven requirements of journalism, how can we see how and why we're being manipulated and intercept power's replacement cycle? It's not by happenstance that they have their replacements all lined up and ready to go when they have to hit the grave and keep this mess going. They don't leave that to chance. This cycle in which enough youth are infected, each generation, with enough lies to perpetrate the madness ad infinitum. Journalism may acknowledge that to lie is the nature of states, but what do we do about it beyond take money to uncover the latest and never question the game? And when do we, the global people, go on to the offensive? I cannot tell you. Trust the vast majority of we commoners have been wondering this, because all we get to hear is the pundits. And that's never on the agenda. It's like, when do we do something about this mess? I mean, there's always that initial burst of hope when thousands turn out and then power goes to work on it, whittle that down with their agent provocateurs to drive out those with the most heart. Because that's so dispiriting. It's so... until we talk about it, seemingly incomprehensible. Why would you wish ill on your brothers and sisters? And there's a quote we'll be talking about, if not today, next week, from Hitler, in which he said how he and his tribesmen of all front ideologies derived a secret thrill, a secret pleasure from seeing the confusion and inability to understand of we commoners. They like that stuff. This is what it means to be soulless. Soulless. We don't wish anyone ill among these folks. We understand the cycle of abandonment. But we got to take away their ability to do harm. And we can only do that by reclaiming ourselves and the earth.